I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Minorities are lining the streets of India. Stick around to learn why. Later, a Muslim ministry needs Bibles for church growth. The details in a moment. First, demonstrations continue today throughout India. Last month, officials passed a citizenship law for refugees that specifically excludes Muslims. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
Prime Minister Modi's government, they would like 100% of India's people to be Hindus. So they are taking steps to make non-Hindus feel unwelcome and in some cases even revoke their citizenship. That has led to protests all across India. And one of the main groups that is spearheading those protests is women. So women literally camping out in the streets, coming together to say, we are not going to allow this.
It's unusual because women typically don't take part in politics, especially not on such a large scale.
The concerning thing, or maybe the interesting thing, is that Prime Minister Modi is following what he campaigned on. He sent out these signals that, hey, we're going to be a Hindu nation. We only want Hindus here. And following his reelection last year, he is now putting into practice the very same things that he promised to do.
Keep India's Christians in your prayers because they could be next on the list.
When you say we want India to be 100% Hindu, what you are saying is we don't want any Indians to be Christian.
Next, as anti-religious pressure grows in China, Bibles for China is feeling the impact. National partners report more government presence in their activities and worship. Though Bibles for China operates legally, the increased scrutiny means they've made some changes. But Kurt Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, emphasizes that their mission is the same.
It hasn't changed really much in what we do other than we are no longer there. And so we are providing resources for the Chinese church and the leaders there to secure Bibles to distribute as the Chinese church, not as, you know, the foreigners coming in and passing them out.
Stepping back has actually opened new doors for the ministry. Rovenstein says,
immediately when we decided not to visit, we had two new areas open up to us because the pastors felt as if then they could accept the help that we were giving them without us having to come into their area. It reduced the scrutiny that was upon them. So we saw that almost immediately, just an increased opportunity.
Please pray for wisdom for local Bibles for China partners as they continue to spread the gospel. And our last story is about the exponential power of God's Word. It begins in Pakistan with a man named Sadakat. At a roadside diner, Sadakat shared a table with Adam, an FMI church planter. Sadakat told Adam he'd just buried his father and was struggling with the separation of death. FMI's Bruce Allen picks up the story.
Pastor Adam shared with him from Romans chapter 8 about a supernatural love that not even death can conquer, that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Sadakat wanted to know more. Where did you have such wonderful words? And Pastor Adam shared a Bible with Sadakat.
Sadakat devoured the Bible and met with Adam again, bursting with questions. Then he gave his life to Christ.
Full of enthusiasm, Sadakat goes home, shares this Bible with eight other adults, and each one of them have also placed their faith in Jesus Christ.
Which brings us to FMI's newest project called Twice as Far. Through the end of February, they're raising $50,000, which doubles with a matching grant. At just $7 a Bible,
we will be able to provide Bibles in Kenya that have just been translated into local languages. We'll be able to provide in many local dialects and languages in Pakistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia. Thousands of Bibles if we get those funds.
And if each Bible reaches multiple people, imagine what God will do through people like Sadakat. We'll link you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.